It's 8:56, and now let's take a look at the commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be with you again. Our market's recovering a little this morning, but world trade issues continue to create ideas of limited upside potential for the time being. Crude trade is up almost a dollar a barrel, but the dollar is up as well, creating a mixed peripheral market picture. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so that's a little bit disappointing. Current price action, July corn currently up 2.25 at 354¾. December corn, 375½, also up 2.25. Looking at the soybeans, July beans up 6½ at 873¾ basis for July. And new crop November, 893¼, up 5¾. Chicago wheat, July is 478½, up 9. And December Chicago wheat, 505¾, up 5¼. Kansas City wheat, July is up 6 even, up at 464. And December is 506¼, up 6¾. Looking at Minneapolis wheat, just popped into positive territory. July is 533¾, up 1¼. And this September is 546¾, up 1¼. Note that first notice day for July futures delivery is Friday. Livestock trade, cattle, hogs, and poultry production numbers are at or near record high levels. This, coupled with an already very large cold storage numbers, means limited upside potential for the time being. Cattle are firm this morning, but the advance is nominal. Hogs are mixed, but mostly down about a half a dollar. Quarterly hogs and pigs numbers due out tomorrow. Hogs apparently rejected the breakdown below recent support on the charts, so we may be able to recheck resistance up around 79 in the not-too-distant future. Trade expectations for the report are for all hogs and pigs to be 103% of a year ago, kept for breeding 102% of a year ago, and the marketings to be 103% of a year ago. Weather-wise, recent precipitation has pretty much satisfied dry conditions around the Corn Belt. As far as beans are concerned, some areas have gotten a little bit more rain than they wanted. Forecasts for near-record heat should help stabilize prices for a while, but through experience, we've learned that if you have moisture, the crop can tolerate quite a bit of heat, especially during pollination. Keep in mind, too, that quarterly grain stocks and new acreage numbers are due out on Friday. Average estimate for Friday's USDA reports are out. Trade estimates for corn stocks are 5.268 billion bushels, soybeans 1.225 billion bushels, and wheat 1.09 billion bushels. Corn acreage estimates are for 88.562 million, soybean acres 89.691, and all wheat to be 47.124. The planted acreage and grains report are both due out Friday at noon Eastern Time. As usual, ethanol production and inventory numbers are due out shortly and may offer some price guidance for corn. We'll hope it's good news. Thanks, Jim, and I hope everybody has a great day.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Another story in the agribusiness front, Conagra is buying Pinnacle Foods Incorporated in a cash and stock deal valued at about $10.9 billion that will help the food company expand in the frozen food and snacks categories. Weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today, partly cloudy, the high 84. Clear skies tonight, the low 67. Mostly sunny with a high of 88 tomorrow and a high of 93 forecast for Friday. Overcast skies at last report at Willett Airport, the temperature 70 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL AM 580, WYLL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana at 9 o'clock.